It's time now for a Clay County Health Update, and it's always sponsored by Spencer Hospital. As we wrap up National Hand Therapy Week, we're joined by Karen Hoag, an occupational therapist and certified hand therapist at Spencer Hospital. Karen, welcome, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share a little bit about hand therapy and why it's so important.
Yeah, and let's start with the basics. What exactly is hand therapy? Who can benefit from it?
You know, that's a really great question. Hand therapy is a specialized form of rehabilitation focused on the hand, the wrist, the elbow, and the shoulder. That's all what we call the upper extremity. So it helps people recover from injuries, surgeries, or medical conditions that limit their ability to use their hands or their arms. So whether it's recovering from a fracture, a tendon repair, a nerve injury, managing arthritis, or even carpal tunnel, then hand therapy helps restore function and improve your quality of life.
And that sounds incredibly valuable. What kind of things do you do to help patients through therapy?
Well, a lot of it depends on the person's specific conditions. But we work on things like regaining strength and movement, reducing pain and swelling, and improving coordination and dexterity, which is the little fine motor movements in your fingers. We also help manage scar tissue and provide education on how to protect healing tissues. So ultimately, our goal is to help people get back to their normal routines. So that's whether it's your work, your hobbies, or just everyday tasks like buttoning a shirt or holding a coffee cup.
And you're a certified hand therapist. Can you tell us what that actually means?
Absolutely. So in order to become a certified hand therapist, or a CHT, a licensed occupational therapist or physical therapist must have to have been working a minimum of 3 years. So we had to have at least 4,000 hours of direct hand therapy treatment provided just to qualify to take the examination. Then when all of the qualifying criteria is met, then there is a rigorous national 4-hour exam that's a pass or fail, and you have to score in the very top percentages to achieve a passing score, which demonstrates your level of expertise. It's a highly specialized credential, and I'm proud to offer that level of care here at Spencer Hospital.
I think we're really fortunate to have you here, and it's really unique, someone with your credentials, to be at a rural hospital, right?
Yes, it really is. Many smaller communities don't often have access to this type of specialized therapy, and patients often have to travel quite a distance to receive it. So at Spencer Hospital, we're fortunate to be able to offer that care locally so people can stay close to home and still get high-quality personalized rehabilitation.
Oh, that is fantastic. So if someone thinks they could benefit from hand therapy, how do they get started?
The best first step is talk to your provider. They can write a referral to Spencer Hospital Rehabilitation Services. And of course, people can also call us directly at Spencer Hospital if they have questions or want to learn more about how hand therapy might help them.
Okay, we will look into it. And I really appreciate you joining us today, Karen. And for all the work you do, helping people regain mobility, independence, and really just improving quality of life is the most important job. And we appreciate that you take the time to do it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I appreciate the chance to spread the word about hand therapy.
Yeah. Karen Hoag, that is the occupational therapist and certified hand therapist at Spencer Hospital, and we're just finishing up National Hand Therapy Week, and it's a great reminder of the incredible resources we have right here in our community through Spencer Hospital. Spencer Hospital is the sponsor of today's Clay County Health Update. I'm Audrey on NorthwestIowaNow.com.